details on an election audit, expect some relief on taxes when you grocery shop, and a new way of bringing mental health care to rural communities. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, August 27th. I'm Deborah Shar. It's primary election day and several runoff races are on the ballot. Polls are open until 7 o'clock tonight. A post-election audit of June's primaries proves once again that the state's voting systems are accurate and secure. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has more.
It's election day. As you head to the polls, you might wonder about the integrity of the polling place you're going to, or the voting machines themselves, or even how many dead people are voting in this election. Will your vote even be counted? Paul Zirix is the state election board secretary, and he says Oklahomans on their way to the ballot can rest assured their state's voting system is, quote, accurate and secure. In a press release, Zirix published an audit report of the June 18 primaries. He says the audit shows a 100% voter verification match for certified election results. The report was published one day ahead of the August primary runoffs, which will decide important legislative and local races across the state. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
The state's tax on groceries is coming to an end this week. KGOU's Nick Daniels has details on what items are eligible.
Starting Thursday, August 29th, the state's 4.5% tax on groceries comes off the books. After that date, you shouldn't be charged the state sales tax on most grocery items. However, Quorum Calls' Sean Ashley says you might want to double-check your receipt.
Merchants are responsible for making the necessary adjustments to make sure the appropriate tax is applied. So consumers are going to have to look at their receipts to be certain that is the case.
And Ashley says there are exceptions on what is eligible. The tax cut only applies to groceries that are meant to be prepared later at home. That means state tax will still be charged on prepared foods, such as those you might find in your deli department. The tax cut also does not apply to food at restaurants or takeout. More information can be found at the Oklahoma Tax Commission's website. I'm Nick Daniels.
A Skiatook world history teacher is under investigation for a controversial assignment and making an alleged threat. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sarah Lisi has the details.
During the first week of school, Eric Richter assigned high school students a research paper about the world's beginning. He asked them to answer questions, some focused on Christianity. Olivia Gray is the parent of a student in the class. She says Richter told the class, as a former Marine, sometimes he gets violent.
I thought he was just trying to scare the kids, like, don't cross me, basically, because I'm unhinged.
Skiatook Superintendent Rick Loggins did not confirm the statement, but says the district is investigating.
You know, we are trying to do the best that we can to educate our students, and we will do the best we can here in Skiatook to do that.
Gray says Richter, who is an adjunct teacher, is still teaching high school students world history. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
It should be noted, Superintendent Loggins told Sarah Lisi that Skiatook schools are not following State Superintendent Ryan Walters' Bible mandate. This week, Grand Mental Health is launching a new program to introduce its services to rural areas in Oklahoma. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sierra Pfeiffer tells us the office is deploying a traveling caravan.
Throughout the week, a van will be stationed in different towns around Oklahoma, stocked with free snacks and health professionals from Grand Mental Health. Community Engagement Coordinator Lee Johnson says this initiative is part of their efforts to pour energy into smaller towns.
We service these communities already, but we don't have a brick-and-mortar clinic in these areas. And so we thought, you know, what better way to provide services, provide outreach, than to take it to them.
Grand serves 13 counties in northeast and north-central Oklahoma with a variety of behavioral health, mental health, and substance abuse treatment centers. Johnson says people can visit the van for as little as a warm smile and a snack, or as much as a chance to see what free services they are eligible for. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Today, the Grand Caravan will be in Pawnee until 6 o'clock tonight. For a list of other locations Grand employees will visit through the week, visit kgou.org. And you can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
New from The Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.